When you hear the word poverty, what comes to mind? Money? The lack of it? Well, that's certainly a major component, says Dr. Donald Warren, but it's far from the whole picture.
It has an impact on people's sense of the future and their hope for the future. People do not believe they have opportunities.
Dr. Warren is an Oglala Lakota man with an impressive list of accomplishments. He studied at Stanford and Harvard, and he's currently the chair of the Department of Public Health at North Dakota State University. All of this is a far cry from his upbringing on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota.
The epicenter of health disparities and poverty.
Poverty hits reservations particularly hard. According to the North Dakota Census Office, the state's average is about 11% of the population living in poverty. In some areas with reservations, that number can be nearly four times higher.
The average age at death for men from Pine Ridge is now down to 48. We have in many ways third world health conditions in our reservation communities.
Much of that is because of chronic health conditions like diabetes and heart disease. Those kinds of conditions tend to happen when there's not enough healthy food or health care, something Jamie Holding Eagle knows all too well.
So the diabetes rate for white folks in North Dakota is about 7%, and for Native folks it's about 13%. However, the death rate is actually six times higher.
She's pursuing a master's degree in public health from NDSU. Holding Eagle works to restore the eating habits of her ancestors. Her great-great-grandmother Scattered Corn was a corn priest of the Mandan people. Here's an early 1900s recording of Scattered Corn singing a traditional corn song.
Corn spirits went south when it was cold, and then they'd be summoned back when it was the right time.
It sounds easy to say there's not enough grocery stores, so let's build one. Holding Eagle says that's a Band-Aid approach.
You have to be able to have money to go there. Let's see, if you do have money, is it culturally appropriate food? Can you get access to it? Do you have stable housing? Do you have the utensils to do so? Can you actually cook something in your house?
Researchers link these chronic problems to the systematic breakdown of traditional Native life. In the 400-year history of the American Indian Genocide, roughly 90% of the population was killed, and many survivors taken from their homes. Dr. Warren's mother was taken from her family and sent to a boarding school.
There were a lot of beatings that occurred. Kids would have their hair washed with turpentine. So it was very dehumanizing.
Dr. Warren studies the collective impact of sustained abuse known as historical trauma.
People who feel culturally closely connected to cataclysmic events that occurred in history tend to have worse health status and tend to have more challenges.
When it comes to solutions, there's no easy answer. Dr. Warren would like to see more and better leadership at the tribal level, but also with the federal government.
The land and natural resources that have made this country wealthy are not European resources. These are American Indian resources. And we did not lose those resources in a war. They were exchanged through treaties in which the tribes exchanged land and natural resources for various social services like housing, education, and health care. So if the federal government does not want to fully fund Indian Health Service, for example, that's fine. Just give us our land back.
For Prairie Public, I'm Ashley Thornburg.